And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. His plan, your plan. Oh, I like that. His plan, your plan. Plus, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best from the best of Christian talk radio. Our challenge today, why does God answer our prayers? Oh, this is going to be one of the most dynamic DDDs we've ever had a chance to do on the show. And then we're going to close this hour out with today's Facebook post, but God sees this.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, not too many days bigger than this day. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation. Because it's not professional radio, folks. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ruffles and flourishes from a military band as Donald Trump begins his tenure as 45th President of the United States. Part of his inaugural address stressed that this is no ordinary inauguration.
Today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are in D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
Andy, president of all people.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
Not everyone in Washington was happy with Mr. Trump's ascension to the presidency. Rioters damaged businesses near McPherson Square. D.C. Interim Police Chief Peter Newsom.
We had thousands of people that came to Washington, D.C. to peacefully demonstrate, but unfortunately we had a small group that wanted to disrupt the inauguration. So we have significant damage in a number of blocks in our city.
The Disrupt J20 Coalition, named after the date of the inauguration, have promised that people participating in its actions in Washington would attempt to shut down the celebrations, risking arrest when necessary. Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has made an appearance in a New York City courtroom where a federal public defender entered a not guilty plea for him. An indictment charges Guzman with running a massive drug trafficking operation that laundered billions of dollars and oversaw murders and kidnappings. Guzman answered questions through an interpreter and said he could understand the judge's English. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average remarked positively to the Trump administration. It was up 95 points. This is SRN News.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
The first time that I went to jail, they took me in, I'm in cuffs, and I hear that door slam, and I realized I'm one of those people.
Kevin had fallen a long way.
At one time, for my standards, I had the world by the tail. I had a great job, and I had been there for 20 years.
It was drinking, says Kevin, that cost him that life and that landed him in and out of jail. Only after he hit rock bottom did Kevin realize that he was powerless to change without Jesus.
Our God is a God of love, and he loves us so much that every nasty, stinking, filthy thing I've done in my whole life, he paid the price for on the cross.
Kevin's no longer a prisoner of the state because he served his time. He's no longer a prisoner of sin because Jesus set him free. Do you need set free from sin and hopelessness? Give your life to Jesus. Learn more at billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. billygraham.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. I'll be with you in San Diego for a wonderful cause, something we're going to do together. For American Leprosy Missions. Amazingly, leprosy still exists in the world, and what we're going to do together is cure 200 kids of leprosy. You can call right now, 800-443-0838, and join us curing children, or join me Tuesday and Wednesday throughout the day and on the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Just as long as you stand by me. So darling,
welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. It doesn't take a genius to look outside and figure out a lot of people got to work today on an arc. Here's the bottom line. If you have a house, if you have a home, you have an apartment complex, you have a commercial building, and you've got some issues, we've got some solutions. It's called Excalibur Roofing. If you're looking for somebody to double check, make sure everything is okay, you need new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, waterproofing, you just want to make sure that it's not raining on your head inside your home when you go to bed. Excalibur Roofing is who you want to call, 760-743-8803, excaliburroofing.com. Eric and Ingrid Holloway are great people. You'll love talking to them. They know exactly what they're talking about. Eric's been doing roofs in San Diego for 25 years, quarter of a century. If you need information, if you need to talk to somebody, their phone calls, by the way, are free. Hey, isn't that nice? You can use the phone and not be charged to talk to them. You can just call them, 760-743-8803, excaliburroofing.com, or go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. Well, we would be remiss if we didn't take this moment and talk about this one thing, and that is that the inauguration has taken place, and it is now President Donald J. Trump. Who knew that? But somebody sent me something from Salem last night, and I just thought I'd read it. And there's no point in getting upset at me if somebody sends me something and it's, pro-conservative or pro-liberal or pro-whatever, as long as it's not anti-Jesus. But it's funny or entertaining, then I'm going to read it. And so I'm just going to start this segment off by reading this. It's called "Twas the Night Before Inauguration." You ready for this? This is from somebody in the family of Salem. "'Twas the night before inauguration, and up in the tower, the Donald reflected on his newfound power. The conservative masses had come out in force and delivered a victory that would chart a new course. The snowflakes were shell-shocked with tears in their eyes. The media lied to them. What a surprise. They had been promised a Hillary win, but Hillary Clinton took one on the chin. And though from all corners celebrity flew, they made no impression, for they hadn't a clue. They talked about climate, racism, and such, and they made up good stories, but they didn't know much. The fake news and ignorance came at a cost, and they can't understand all the reasons they lost. They blame it on Comey and Bernie and Vlad, but fail to acknowledge the one that was bad. Yes, Hillary Clinton, in many ways flawed, was her own biggest hurdle toward getting the nod. The campaign exposed her corruptness and greed, and her speeches were punchless as $10 weed. So out in the streets, there arose such a clatter, it was Soros-paid protesters and Black Lives Matter. With cities to pillage and windows to smash, they knew not the issues but needed the cash. 8 years of Obama had given them cause to expect a replacement of their Santa Claus. But soon the protesters would feel the pain when the wheels fall off the old gravy train. Sorry. I saw him on TV in front of the crowd. He spoke about veterans, and it made me feel proud. He spoke about energy, safety, and jobs, taking this country back from the Washington snobs. He was dressed in Armani, all tailored and neat, and his Brunos he wore made the outfit complete. For a man of his vintage, he seemed rather fit, and he looked presidential, I have to admit. His eyes glowed like embers, his smile was the best, and his hair was the color of my old hunting vest. His love for this country was on full display, and his actions spoke louder than his words could say. He thanked all his voters, and before he was gone, saved thousands of jobs while Obama looked on. The fate of this country left nothing to chance, so he filled out his cabinet weeks in advance. The men he had chosen were of the same mind. Let's set the bar high and let's not lead from behind. He picked up his phone and he rose from his seat. With a flick of his finger, he sent out this tweet. Now Mattis, now Kelly, now Sessions and Pruitt, on Perry, on Flynn, you're the ones who can do it. Start lifting restrictions and building the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. The roar of the audience rose from the stands. He kissed all their babies and he shook their hands. He answered their questions and calmed all their fears. They knew it would be fantastic for 4 years. He jumped in his limo and off to his jet. A fellow that liberals won't soon forget. He sent one more tweet as the evening expired. Happy inauguration to all, and Obama, you're fired. There you go.
Is that hilarious?
Did you hear that before? Did you get to hear that?
No, that's the first time I heard. That's great.
That's good. It's called "'Twas the Night Before Inauguration." I rather like that. I'm going to probably skip my initial thing that I was going to do. I just want to say this, that look, I did notice something, and I'm going to say something that's probably not going to sit well, so get your fingers ready to dial the station. That's fine. But I noticed that when Barack Obama became president, that the Democrats were pretty happy, and some of the different social groups were pretty happy, and then the conservatives were not happy, and there was like this solemn, you know, attitude, and then this kind of like resolution in the mind to say from the conservatives, okay, we're going to work as best as we can to get Obama out and to change what's happened. And now it's 8 years later, folks, and I'm just being honest. It is the same thing, but going in the opposite directions, in the sense that now the conservatives, the more Republicans and the conservative groups and the more spiritually oriented groups are, you know, super happy about it. And then the Democrats and their social groups are really upset, and they're already plotting and planning. And, you know, Robo Paul told me there's already a countdown till Donald Trump is out. They're already doing the exact same thing. And it did show me one thing, that this nation, as far as I can remember, going back to, you know, Jimmy Carter. And that's, you know, that's where it picks up for me, because, you know, Ford and Nixon, I was just a little too young in that process. But, you know, with Jimmy Carter and moving on from Jimmy Carter and then into Ronald Reagan, and then from Ronald Reagan into George Bush, and then George Bush into Bill Clinton, you know, and then Bill Clinton into W, and then from W to Obama and now to Trump. It seems like it happens the same way in a cycle. Continually, except because one side's happy, one side's sad, one side's upset, one side's glad. It's the same thing, except the progression of the disgusting behavior is increasing. So with each cycle, it seems like the love grows colder and the vitriol grows stronger and the hatred grows higher. You know, the love of many will grow cold in the end times, and that just keeps increasing and increasing. Amazing that Jesus said that 2,000 years ago, and you see that instead of improving, you said getting better in society, you see society getting worse. And the nation is divided, and if you're not aware of this, a house divided cannot stand. While this is going on, I think it's important for everybody to recognize this. Somebody said something to me today, and they were very upset that Donald Trump was in office. I'm not upset that he's in office, but I'm not putting all of my chips in any president's bag. But I did say to that person, you know, the Lord is still in charge of this stuff. And if you're not sure about that, read the book of Daniel so you can understand that Nebuchadnezzar understood it and that all the kings in that era understood that God rules in the affairs of men. And one thing you can count on, no matter who's the president 4 years from now, 8 years from now, or if there's a 20 years from now, God will still be ruling. And that's where you want to put your chips. Now, I think it's a good idea to be praying for people, and I've always advocated, always, that we should be praying for our leaders and not against them. I would admonish everybody to continue that exact spirit and pray for our leaders, and most specifically, that humility can be a character that they walk in so that our nation can have that opportunity to humble itself before the Lord. Because it's not a president that makes us great. It's not a Congress. It's not the Senate. It's not Democrats or Republicans. If the Lord lifts you up, you're up. And if the Lord puts you down, you're down. It's the Lord that makes us great and keeps us great. But that'll never happen if we're not a humble nation. Okay? All right. That's my political commentary for this particular day. We come back, we're going to have another person that has political commentary. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, then we'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Wow, in a
addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Sunny San Diego, California, because what you see out there, folks, that's called liquid sunshine. Liquid sunshine. Unless you have a really bad attitude, and then you're thinking that's like some kind of acid that's fallen from some other planet. Probably not the case. It's probably a little bit more like liquid sunshine. On the phone with us, our number one guest. So we've been around for, it'll be 1,000 shows in the next like 2 weeks. Wow. And this is the number one guest we've had on. Can you believe they let me talk for almost 2,000 hours live on radio? How dumb is that? Anyway, our guest happens to be the chairman of the board in regards to ChristianOutlook.com. And in regards to that, Christian Outlook is on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m., but you can go online to ChristianOutlook.com and check out the show. Our very own Russell Shubin joining us again yet on this extremely busy day. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be with you. You're doing well, I trust?
Yes, I am doing very, very well. Thank you for asking. I got in 6 more weeks. I'll have another grandchild, so I'm looking forward to that experience. Unfortunately, though, I can't deduct him. That's a disadvantage. Talk to me about Christian Outlook, and then let's talk about what's going on. Tell me what's up.
Well, we got. I'm sure all the listeners have been tracking, at least in part. It's the start of a new era, the end of the Obama era, and the start of the Trump era. And we look at the big thing, if you want to peel back the layers of the onion, what got Trump elected was a populist appeal motivated by lack of work, lack of job opportunity, lack of growth opportunity for vast swaths of the middle class. And so Stephen Moore will talk to us about the economy and jobs, what we can expect. That was a conversation with Kevin McCullough. We also hear from Carrie Severino from the Judicial Crisis Network, and she'll talk to us about there's over 100 vacancies in the federal courts, and there's the key one, the huge one at the Supreme Court. There's, if you want to look at stuff that needs to be accomplished, especially for people who share our values, the value of the First Amendment, religious liberty, and the cause of life, all these things, it's hard to put anything above the Supreme Court. So we'll hear from Carrie Severino about talking about that. And we also, in the midst of all this, we're approaching the next anniversary. I mentioned it. We did some coverage of this last week as well. Next anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And we also have coming up next week is the Evangelicals for Life event. A week from Sunday is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And we have the various events across the country, the Life Parade in D.C. So there's the cause of human life is comes right on the heels of the election, and so we'll hear from Brianna Stensland. She's talking about the Evangelicals for Life event. And if we're going to value life at one end, we ought to pay attention to Johnny Erickson Tata, who will talk to us about the need to value life at the other end as well. Listeners might remember that Oregon passed an assisted suicide law. We have as well. I think it's 7 states across the country have. And this is the new movement that devalues and turns on its head the doctor's motivation to help. And now doctors are asked to hurt and to kill. John Stone Street will talk to us about religious liberty, and then we'll step away from it all a little bit and hear from Doug Groteis. He's a professor and author of a book called Philosophy in 7 Sentences. Looks at people like Socrates and Aristotle and helps us understand them, but also understand them and what they bring to, or what they, where they are, how we ought to understand them from a Christian perspective.
Wow, that's wow! You guys are going kind of deep in the philosophical there, isn't it? That's pretty yeah. amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. But this is the reason we did, and we actually have a little bit longer section from this. Groteis makes it accessible to the lay listener, and philosophy does matter, and it overlaps with theology, and theology always ought to be primary. But philosophy plays a critical role, and in our human understanding too. Each of these philosophers have made a contribution for good or for ill.
Yeah, for good or for ill. And that's an important element to remember. And then it's always important remembering going into philosophy that you don't want to lose your biblical worldview while you are examining where other people are trying to attain to. That's just some of the things that we went through in my own schooling. But I do have 2 things I want to bring up. One, the Supreme Court mention that you just had. That to me is probably as much at the top as anything else. Now, having said that, okay, and having a little bit of hope that the Supreme Court appointees or the people that are picked will do a good job, I'm still very concerned about the educational world giving this propaganda preparation to the kids and then putting that kind of garbage in a whole generation that will raise up behind us. And then that becomes that next group to select for Supreme Court yep. people. So is there anything in this administration that's forthcoming that could help anybody find a sliver of hope in the Department of Education, or in higher education, I should say,
yeah.
where everybody's looking at it going, what, are you all nuts? I mean, that's what we're asking. So is there something that could be there?
Well, DeVos is the appointee to be Secretary of Education, and you and I and listeners ought to be hoping that she does indeed get confirmed. She's a huge advocate for school choice. She's a huge advocate for quality of education generally, but also her as much as her value system can be translated into the public education system. She is a talented woman, but also very a good woman and a generous woman whose personal donations have been over 133 times. Her giving has been 133 times more towards Christian private schools relative to secular private schools. That is, in her private capacity, what she has invested in, where she has shown her generosity, is for Christian education. And I mention that not because we want the public schools to be Christian, but she, in and of herself, is a person of values, and the degree to which we can bring some balance back into the public school system, that would be terrific. But I think the problem that you point to, as I finish up a comment here, it's largely at the college level, and we all have to engage in a greater capacity. That is not entirely. That is, the government is involved, but it is largely it's a cultural one with with all kinds of colleges across the country that are pretty monolithic in the types of thinking that you have there.
You know, it's bothersome to me because what will happen is in these some of these colleges that teach, not only do they teach really, and when you get into that concept of philosophy and the ability to engage back and forth, some of the colleges have moved from the ability to engage in conversation, hence, you know, the safe space mentality. And then they've gone into a completely safe space only for people who think like we do. If you think like we, if you think different than we do, then you're ostracized and we call you a Nazi. And this is from people that are, you know, supposed to be higher education, you know, people. And my comment to that, my frustration in that is I've talked to hundreds of these people. They're as dopey as Gilligan on Gilligan's Island. It's so ridiculous. And you're just looking at it going, you're only educated because the world has granted you this grace that you're smart, but you're smart about stupid things. And it's like you just freak out. So I'm hoping that there will be, you know, something that comes forward where people will at least be able to engage with one another. And I'm encouraged to hear what you're saying about the nominees. So that makes me feel better. What do you think? This is just your opinion, Russell. Not representing the corporation or the station. Just what's your opinion? Are you feeling optimistic about the next 2, 3, 4 years, or are you feeling kind of like trepid? Where are you at?
I guess if I could answer two different levels, I do feel optimistic that some things that I care about, that conservatives care about, can get accomplished. And so I do think that the Supreme Court nominee will be a strong one. Now, can we get him or her confirmed? That's yet to be seen, and that will be tense in and of itself. But at another level, on optimism and pessimism, I am not optimistic that the next 4 years will be easy. I think there'll be I think we're entering a very, very tense time in our nation's political system, political dialogue, the relationship between politicians and the media, the relationship between politicians of the Democratic Party and politicians of the Republican Party, the relationship between the president and Congress, protests in the streets, all these sorts of things. I think it's going to be a tense time that might make the Obama era look relatively peaceful and tranquil. I hope that's not the case, but the groundwork is being laid, even as you've watched the run-up to the inauguration. 67 Democrats did not attend the inauguration today. That's over 25% of all Democrats that have been elected either to the House or to the Senate. To be precise, that's 28%. So you're pushing 30% did not attend the inauguration. And the inauguration is not a partisan event, or at least it hasn't been. The inauguration is the pageant of democracy. This is the peaceful transfer of power. This is about something greater than any president, whether you support him or her, or you do not support him or her. This is about something bigger, and the fact that Democrats did not attend today, and in that sort of number, I don't think that bodes well.
Yeah, that is kind of an ominous sign in regards to what we could be heading towards or looking towards. And so I think even for the Christian who's thinking, you know, America first, it's like, okay, Kingdom of God first, and then Kingdom of God first, and then fill in where you got to fill in there. But I think you make an excellent point. I think it calls on all Christians everywhere to be continually praying. And the prayer I'm praying, I don't care, for the next 4 years, this is what I'm praying, that our true leaders, all of them, both sides of the aisle, will find a greater sense of humility than arrogance, because that's, I think, the only shot we got. That's kind of where I'm standing at.
Well, I could resonate with that, and we ought to pray for all those who are in authority, 1 Timothy 2. So let's commit ourselves not to be people who complain about one side or the other, but to be people marked by prayer, and that we might live our lives in humility as we go through the next time, enter into this new era. So it will definitely be very interesting. So I don't think we'll be bored.
No, I think you're right. An excellent job, my friend. Another excellent job. You've become quite the radio dude. That's pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com, listen to the show. You've got a great variety in the framework of the show, and you have this opportunity to hear different elements either from political, spiritual, and even philosophical points of view. Also, you can listen to the show here, KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., and Sundays 11 p.m. Thank you, my brother, for taking the time.
Thank you, and God bless you, and you and all your listeners have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliberroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
What if the only way you had to feed your family was stolen from you by a cruel disease?
For the farmer whose hands are now useless, leprosy is a cruel thief.
Leprosy's power to cripple, disfigure, and shame is as strong as it's ever been.
But American Leprosy Missions is working to change this, and you can help.
You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got a little, you've got to pray just to make it today. Well, we're going right into our DDD, the title, Why Does God Answer Our Prayers? Oh, this must be deep theology. Nope. Why does God answer our prayers? Daniel chapter 9, verse 17 through 18. Therefore, our God, hear the prayer and the petitions of your servant. Show your favor to your desolate sanctuary for the Lord's sake. Listen, my God, and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city called by your name. For we are not presenting our petitions before you based on our righteous acts, but based on your abundant compassion. Okie dokie. How complex is this? Why does God answer our prayers? First, Daniel is praying to the Lord, and he's repenting not just for himself, but the nation, the city, specifically Jerusalem. He's really, if you read that, I think Daniel confesses 16 times before he gets to this portion here. Therefore, our God, hear the prayer. Show your favor. Oh, and what he's asking for is that God would hear. And then he uses this phrase, which is important in the Hebrew. He says, listen and see. Listen, my God, and hear. Open your eyes and see. So he wants the Lord to hear and to see. And when we're talking about see, we're talking about in this situation, Daniel is asking and saying to the Lord, hey, can you see it the way we're seeing it? We're a mess. Can you help me see? Because I need to see as you see. Help me see this. See what we see? It's disastrous, Lord. And then he goes into this fine piece of theology. Oh, just so fantastic. He says this. He says, for we are not presenting our petitions before you based on our righteous acts. I got a message for you. When you're praying, it's not because you're super spiritual. Because you're not. I'm not sure if you've read Isaiah 64:6 lately, but it does say, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy garments before you. Now you think, well, why would you say all our righteous deeds are like filthy garments before the Lord? Oh, that's quite simple. Because God knows the intent. God knows when you take self-glory. God knows every micro of every nuance of everything you say, do, and feel. He knows that moment when you did that good thing and you gave to somebody and it made you feel really good about giving, and then that little microchip in you that said, that's right, I did that. He knows. Oh, it could be the size of a grain of sand. I don't care. God knows every element and all of our righteous acts are only as selfless as we are. Well, then I guess we all have a problem, don't we? Because the reality is when people sit there and say, I'm just here to serve the people, none of those people are saying that for free, are they? It's like, not for free, as long as I get paid, as long as I get this luxury, as long as I get this benefit. It's like, come on. Our righteousness does not qualify for God to go, well, let me get right on that. Doesn't work that way. It's not based on our righteousness. It's not based on us being good. Oh, the Lord will answer your prayers because you're such a good guy. The righteous prayers of a righteous man, they avail much, but righteous is imputed righteousness, not self-accomplished righteousness. There's a big difference. And then look what Daniel says. I'd like anybody to argue with Daniel.
I just would love to see that.
I mean, that guy. I was in a lion's den. What'd you go through? Okay. Here's what he says. We're not presenting our petitions before you based on our righteous acts, but based on your abundant compassion. You know why God answers prayers? Because he's compassionate. God answers prayers because he is full of love. He's not full of love that says, oh, I think it's fantastic that you sin against me and insult me all the time. Awesome. He's full of love that when a child rebels, he's still looking for the child to return in spite of the fact the child has insulted him. The answer to our prayers come about because God is full of compassion. And it's that compassion that moves him to respond to us. And that's what Daniel was appealing to. Why God answers our prayers is not because of us and our righteousness, but because of God and his greatness, his compassion, his love, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his kindness, his generosity. Every answer to prayer is based on God. And if you have a fantastic moment and it's totally pure, you can count on one thing. It never would have happened unless God was in the midst of it, ever. That's why King David said, my goodness does not extend beyond you. He was saying, I have no good outside of you, inside of me. There's nothing. I got nothing. But this is a really interesting move. I'm going to move this real fast. We got about, about a minute and a half? A minute and a half. Here we go. Minute. This is one of the great reasons, based in Scripture, why we should be praying in Jesus' name. Let me just make this really clear for you. And I call it the IJN, in Jesus' name. Because of John 16, 23, 24, I assure you, anything you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked, you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. The reason we pray in Jesus' name, because that's the process of God's compassion. Jesus is the witness of the compassion of God. So when you pray in Jesus' name, you're praying, appealing for the compassion of God, which he has testified to through the life of Jesus Christ. And that's why you pray in Jesus' name. Aha! There's a reason. Yeah, there is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Give thanks to God, our Creator, who gives us the breath of life.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Boucher Pye. On a cold and frosty morning, as my daughter and I walked to school, we enjoyed seeing our breath turn to vapor. We giggled at the various steamy clouds we could each produce. I received the moment as a gift, reveling in being with her and being alive. Our breath, which is usually invisible, was seen in the cold air, and it made me think about the source of our breath and life. The Lord, our Creator. Genesis 2:7 says, "For he who formed Adam out of the dust of the ground, giving him the breath of life, also gives life to us and to every living creature. All things come from him, even our very breath, which we inhale without even thinking about." Amy continues, "We may be tempted living with today's conveniences and technology to forget our beginnings and that God is the one who gives us life. But when we pause to remember that God is our Creator, we can build an attitude of thankfulness into our daily routines. We can ask Him for help and acknowledge the gift of life with humble, thankful hearts. May our gratitude spill out and touch others so that they may also give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and faithfulness." We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
It's breaking me in two.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, my good friend Steve Wheeler and his wife Coral. Taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, helping rural pastors financially and educationally, bringing clean drinking water to different villages around the world so they don't have to drink out of cesspools, and networking ministries and churches and missionaries all over the world. Let me tell you something about Whitefields Ministries. The one thing that we have all been working on together is taking that gospel to the four corners of the earth. That is one of the strong commitments that Whitefields Ministries has made to the planet. They're planet people. Yeah, by taking the gospel to the farthest places in the planet. That makes them planet people, because then the person, the people get witness to, the Lord has that opportunity for the gospel is preached everywhere. That last person somewhere, sometime, and some under some bell, under some program with the Lord, that last person says yes, the last thing happens, Jesus comes, it's over, and then we got a new heavens and a new earth. So they're really earth people, because if they keep on their mission and we're successful as a unit of a church, then the Lord returns and then we get the real nice new heavens and new earth kind of thing. I like it. I like it. I'll take the new condo with the paint. Okay. That's kind of how we'd look at that. Whitefields.org. That is their website, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org. And for those theologues out there that are going, no, wait, that's not right. That's why the Bible says that we can, in 2 Peter, hasten the day of the Lord. Oh, just read it. It's not my problem. Read it. Hasten. Speed up. It's not that God doesn't know when it is, but from our perspective, let's just get busy so we can do all that we can do. So it's done. So he blows the trumpet and he comes and that's it. Who wouldn't want that?
No, I want to see what the next 4 years bring.
I'd like to see the next 4 years with all of us in heaven. That'd be great. All right, let's get to our Facebook post. Do we have music for this? Okay, play the
music. Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Really, Sergeant Schultz? Really? Wow. Hogan's Hero reference. Here you go, the title of this, But God Sees This. What we see, this is the Facebook post, what we see and understand does not represent the whole of the matter. What we see and understand does not represent the whole of the matter. It rarely does. Remember Ephesians 3:10. All the world is a stage for the hosts of heaven and the church, the actors. That's right. William Shakespeare didn't make it up. It was written way before William came around. Here's the rest of the post. Every event that happens to us has a familiar thread to Job's story. And once again, we don't get to see the heavenly perspective. Remember what happened to Job? There was this contest. It wasn't much of a contest because God was going to win. But the enemy was trying to really, you know, show that Job was a lousy person. God said he's a great person. That's what was going on. But Job didn't know that. So there was a heavenly perspective, and then there was Job's perspective. All my stock is lost, right? I mean, it's completely different. The thing about it is, at this point, is you don't always get to see the heavenly perspective, but God expects us to realize that by now there is a heavenly point of view. It's not that you should know the heavenly point of view all the time, because that would be, I think, impossible. But by now, you and I, as Bible-believing, born-again Christians who have spent more than an hour with the Lord, should have figured out by now, even if we don't see it, there is a heavenly point of view. See, we see this, but God sees this. We see this, but God sees this. And though we can't see it, that divine perspective, all the time, although every once in a while you get to see it, but though we can't see it, it's there. And for this truth, God requires us to trust him. You see, there's a trust factor that's going on when we say to the Lord, I don't get what's going on, but I'm entrusting my life to you that there's something taking place beyond what I can understand, so I'll just surrender in you. Yeah, that see, now this is this thing called living Christianity, not just, you know, playing church. That's not churchianity, folks. That's Christianity with Christ in the very beginning. When we're able to look at it and go, I don't like it, I don't understand it, I don't get it, but I'm going to surrender it because I know there's a different perspective, and I have confidence in your greatness, and I believe in you, Lord, that you have my best interests at heart and in mind, so I'm going to trust you. That is for us to gather so that we understand we see this, but God sees this, and that we have confidence that what he sees, what he does, and what he knows is best. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.